And I've heard so much preaching from the book of Isaiah back in the day. And they always only go to, here am I, send me, right? And it's always in relation to missionaries. It's like, oh, these little African kids, who's going to go to them? Here am I, send me. You know, the 1040 window, who's going to go? And here am I, send me. We're just going to leave all this behind. And here am I, send me. Well, this actually applies to new IFB preachers more than those missionaries. And I'm going to explain to you why. Because what is it that Isaiah is volunteering for? Is it to go and preach and see people saved? Nope. Look at verse number 7. It says, "And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me."
So many lost and dying in this world today.
Well, we need to keep reading. "And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed." You know what he's saying? Go make reprobates out of these people. Go make their heart fat, because they refuse to adhere to the word of God. You know what? You volunteered. I'm sending you to go preach the word of God unto them to harden their hearts. Not to see people saved. It's not like, well, you know, go reach those little, Laotian kids. Here am I, send me. No, he's like, go and harden the people's hearts. That's what you're doing there. And look, that's context, amen? Amen. So we've got to read things in context. Oh, you just ruined my childhood dreams. Sorry. Amen. It's a fact. It's right there. Oh, but what about the song? I like that song because I'm gonna apply it to this. When God says, man, who's going to preach against these reprobates?
Here am I will go. I will reach the lost untold. I will give the Lord control. I will tell them of the crimson throne.
We need to take a biblical perspective of these songs, amen? But this is what happens when people just find this inspirational verse in the Bible and they don't study the context of it.
Will anyone heed the calling to go and tell?